Cowboys played preseason game number one, the first game back in Los Angeles for the NFL in 20 years. They lose to the Rams 28-24. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How was that? Yes, how was that experience on Saturday?
Well, I think that that was, without a doubt, the best Cowboy loss of all time. And you know why?
Why?
Two words. Daxter Prescott III.
He looked pretty good.
Dax Prescott was a miracle. He can throw that ball, and he can hand off that ball, and he can throw at one another, and he can hit at one another. And I got two words for all Cowboy fans. Quarterback controversy.
Okay, you don't want to stir
that
up.
Started.
Controversy.
No.
What did y'all think of Dirk Prescott? He's pretty good, didn't he?
It's Dak, first of all, and yeah, he looked great.
Yeah.
And I think our offense had great chemistry with Dax, and I think he's going to be a great replacement for Johnny Football, who was a great replacement for Tony Romo. Just didn't have to play.
Yeah, we were trying to think the last time a rookie quarterback looked that good in a game.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And you know who drafted him?
I guess you did.
I did. Not Jimmy. I did. Sorry, that's my devil voice there.
That's all right.
But now our defense may be about as shaky as Trump's campaign, but we got Dakery Prescott now on the quarterback.
Well, yeah, and if something happens to Tony Romo, then looks like you may be in good hands.
Well, we may not get to something happening to Tony Romo because I'm thinking of Dirk Prescott looks so good that I'm thinking about trading Romo for a defensive line.
Okay, I guess that's an option.
Well, I'm not sure if hopefully the rest of the league doesn't know that Tony's collarbone's made of balsa wood and held together with spider webs or whatever they put in there. Very fragile. Very fragile. But I'm hoping that this really helps me now that I got Dirk Prescott, that I'm really going to get in that Hall of Fame. I'm working on my Hall of Fame speech right now.
Wow.
Are you?
Yeah. Their Hall of Fame. Thank you. Signed, Jerry. That's all I got so far.
Yeah, you know, he looked better than the other rookie in the game for the Rams.
Oh, yeah. Jared Goff.
Yeah.
So-called Jared Goff.
Well, I think that is his name. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Of course, the Rams are getting a lot of pressure to play him because I think he went pretty high in the draft.
Yeah, number one overall.
But I know that our U.S. president wants Jeff Fisher to play him.
Why is that?
Because Obama's always in favor of playing Goff.
I like it.
Thank you so much.
You had the Rosengarten pronunciation there, too. That's pretty good.
Yes. And I heard that Jared's hamburger restaurant burned down in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's unrelated, but that was sad, yes.
I was sitting with Michael Irving's during the game, and yeah. I got to tell you, watching a game with Michael sure is entertaining.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I haven't understood a word he said since 1989, but he's a laugh riot. He is funny. There was one tense moment when my two sons, Jerry Jr. and Steven Jr., got into a fight, and Michael Irvings had to break them up and close the suite.
Oh, my gosh.
Close. Hey, what's with that old Stan Kroenke's hairpiece? He's got the only one that's easier to spot than mine.
Hey, you don't need to bring that up.
Yeah, come on.
Looks like he glued some hay up there or something.
It looks a little weird.
You vote me the better hairpiece, don't you?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, you bet. Yours is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, Gene has started helping me pick out hairpieces, and I think they look a lot better. A lot better than they used to look. I used to just basically have a coonskin cap I'd put up there and spray paint silver.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better. You look pretty good these days. You look like you're doing well.
I heard you saying that earlier on the on KLIF or whatever station you're on.
The ticket, yeah.
And I do appreciate that. I want you to know that I appreciate that, non-George.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. And, George.
Yeah.
Hey, you've seen the dimples on my ass, haven't you?
Well, yes, sure I guess figuratively have. Speaking, yes, I guess
you
so.
You got your face down there and you look at these dimples on my ass.
All right.
You like those dimple asses.
Well, not
you like
really.
That ass dimple.
Hey.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Bye bye.
This is getting weird.
Good morning to you.
Morning. There goes Jerry.